A biologist and professor at the University of California, San Francisco, says it's very dangerous.
If you would not want to expose a particular person to tobacco secondhand smoke, I think you should play it safe and not expose them to marijuana secondhand smoke either.
Dr. Matthew Springer says that in their studies with rats, the impaired effect on blood vessels happens with marijuana smoke in much the same way as it does with tobacco smoke. But with weed, it can take nearly 3 times as long to recover. Long-term studies haven't even been performed yet.
But at least the people who are smoking it are making an informed choice. The bystanders who are being exposed to secondhand smoke are not necessarily making such a choice, like your kids.
Springer's studies are some of the first to look at the dangers associated with marijuana smoke. He says he worries that people might think the absence of research means that secondhand smoke is okay. Robin Epley, News Radio, KFPK.